I'm going to get a couple of them to come down here and help me. Got a couple of young people here, and I encourage them to come on down right here at the front row and get everybody to come. That's great. All right, tonight, if you have your Bible, we're going to look at Daniel chapter number 6, one of my favorite Bible stories. And so all the children, I'm going to encourage you to remember just a couple things about this Bible story, but it's a great one. Everybody knows it. But it's about what our testimony does, the power of a testimony. You remember Daniel? The Bible says in Daniel chapter 1 that he was taken captive, he and his three Hebrew friends, and they were brought into the land of Babylon and changed their names and tried to erase the memory of their great God. And so Daniel rises to the top because of his great spirit. And then a little bit later on, another king comes in, and Daniel rises to the top. And then in Daniel chapter 6, Darius is the king, and Daniel rises to the top. And you read in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 3, it says, because he had an excellent spirit. Now everybody, all of us can have an excellent spirit. That's not something that you've got to be tall, short, smart. It doesn't have to be that. Good looking, everybody can have an excellent spirit. So everybody can be a Daniel. Now, that spirit affects people. And I don't know of a better time to have a great spirit than in a time whenever the country is trying to avoid this pandemic. And we're trying to hold it down. A great spirit is important. Well, Daniel has this great spirit, and there are always going to be people that are jealous of people that are just on top of the world and trying to do the right thing. There's just something about a great spirit that encourages people and makes some people jealous. And so Daniel had the same thing. And so they said, you know, how can we get this Daniel? And the second thing about Daniel was that he was such a godly man. The Bible says, and I don't think it changed from the time he was 16 or 17 years old till the time he's an old man. I think he was always the same, just on a steady line toward Christ, because he purposed in his heart as a teenager. And you know, he didn't go in with that attitude, well, I'll just tell Melzar, I'm not eating the king's food. The Bible says he purposed in his heart and then went into Melzar and says, would you mind? And requested of him. He always had this gracious spirit, but a backbone of steel. He was going to do what was right no matter what. Well, Daniel loves to talk with the Lord. And I think one of the great lessons that sort of gets passed over about the Daniel lion's den story is that the reason he's in the lion's den is because he had his devotions. He was getting up in the morning and spending time with the Lord. He'd go home at noon. He'd spend time with the Lord in the evening. He'd open up that window and spend time with the Lord. And I tell you, Daniel lived there. He loved the Lord. And he spent time with him. And that was the connection that kept his spirit excellent up and down in all kinds of times. He was steady. And I don't know about y'all, but that's what I want to be. And so now all of a sudden Daniel's got this excellent spirit, but on top of that, he's got great character. The Bible says they could find no fault in him. He didn't curse. He didn't tell dirty jokes. He didn't steal money. He didn't lie. They couldn't find anything wrong with him. And so they got together and said, how can we get rid of this Daniel? He's perfect. He does everything right. And oh, were they jealous. And maybe you're as a young person, you do things right. Ever had your brother or sister get jealous about when you did right and they got in trouble? Well, that happens sometimes. And so we just have to keep doing what's right. Well, all of a sudden, they get together and they decided, let's make a law. Let's get King Darius to make a law that you can't pray to any god except him, because he was considered to be a god for 30 days. Well, old Darius, pride lifted up, didn't even think about it, and said, that's a good idea, and signed it into law. Now, the Bible says that the law of the Medes and Persians was something that couldn't be changed. And if you read history, anytime there was a law in Persia, Medes and Persia, it was a law, if it was put in writing, it could not be changed. And so he spends all night after he signs that law, because they came to him and said, oh, king, we found somebody that's not abiding by what you said. They're praying to a different god. And he said, what? And I don't think he put two and two together. And then they said, it's that Daniel. from Jerusalem. Oh, it hit him. Oh, no. Daniel's have to go to the lion's den. So he goes and gets all of his advisors and said, how can we change this law? And they said, it's the law of Medes and Persians. It can't be changed. He said, you mean we're going to have to throw Daniel in the lion's den? And they said, yep. So you know what he does? Because he has so much respect for Daniel's God, he gets down on his knee, an unsaved man, and prays to Daniel's God. That's one of the benefits of having an excellent spirit. Always the same. Having a great testimony. Always righteous. Doing what is right. I could find no fault or error in him, they said. That's what we want. That's what God's looking for. That's the kind of children God's looking for. By the way, the Bible says in Proverbs, even a child is known by his doings. So even you children are known by your doings, what you do. Just like Daniel was known for his doings, he had an excellent spirit. And he couldn't be bought. You couldn't make him do the wrong thing. Couldn't make him steal. He was honest to a fault, just going to do the right thing. So Daniel hears, knows that the writing is signed. He opens up his windows, gets down and prays, just like he always does. You know why? Because nothing's stopping him from spending time with the Lord. And that's one of the lessons all of us should learn. Spend time with the Lord every day and let nothing get in the way. Because it's not worth it. And the Lord takes care of it if you do that. So they listen outside the bedroom, hear him praying to God, go to the King Darius and said, he's praying to God, you need to throw him in the lion's den. And boy, he's just grieved. He says, okay. So they open up the lion's den and throw him in the lion's den, close the door. And that king is praying. The Bible says he couldn't sleep all night. And then early in the morning, I guarantee you he knew the law. It early in the morning, 6 a.m., 5 a.m., whatever the law allowed, he was in there knocking on that door. Oh, Daniel! And he didn't have much faith. Is your God able to deliver you? Now, anytime you put God to the challenge, he can always answer that. And so you'll notice that old Daniel's inside and he says, oh, king, live forever! Don't you know that king was, oh, Daniel's God is greater than any God I know of because I've never thrown anybody in the lion's den and they walked out. And that's a great God. And so he says, my God has protected me because innocency was found in me. Now, you know, innocency goes along with a faultless life. It's when you know in your heart that you've done what is right. There is nothing in your heart that you know you ought to do that you haven't done. You know that. And so all of a sudden, Daniel walks out. And I can imagine, I don't know what it was like. We don't have a video of Daniel the lion's den, but boy, I tell you, heaven does. I was wondering if maybe that lion with a big mane, maybe that was his pillow. I kind of wonder that. He lays him down, that pillow kind of moves his hair over, and he lays down. Oh, that's so nice. Ah. And so the Bible says that God sent an angel and shut the lion's mouth. God would do that for Daniel. He'll do it for anybody that he loves. And that's righteous. I think a lot of times we think that God is good to these great heroes of the faith because they're special people. They are. But you're going to find out tonight, God answers prayers of people because they're righteous. They're holy. They do what's right. He loves to answer the prayers of people that are close to him. And so Daniel walks out. Well, you know the story. They take those jealous people, throw them in the lion's den, the king does, and he makes a law. And he says, everybody, we ought to all worship Daniel's God because his God is able to deliver from the lion's den. So tonight, remember a couple things. Number one, a good testimony always makes a difference. Number two, everybody's watching a good testimony. Some will like it. Some will get a little jealous. Be ready for that. But number three, God always backs up people that do what's right. He loves people to do what's right.